Log Talk Radio. Smoke News Radio Podcast. Welcome to Smoke News Radio 2020 with your host, Jason Brodsky.
Hello, thank you. You've tuned in to Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky. Tonight we're going to be talking about marijuana and elections going across the states. Let's go. And internationally, too. Let's delve into that. First, from myfox8.com, we have, "These are the states voting this week to legalize marijuana," by WSPA staff. From the Washington, "As voters head to the polls to legalize the next president, residents of five states will decide whether to legalize medical or recreational marijuana. Right now, 33 states have legalized medical cannabis, according to CNN. 11 of those states have legalized marijuana for recreational use. In 2016, pot measures passed in 8 out of 9 states where it was on the ballot. Here's a look at the states where the voters will decide the future of pot. From Arizona, "A proposition on the ballot would legalize the possession and use of marijuana for adults who are 21 or older. People would be permitted to grow 6 marijuana plants as their home as long as the plants aren't in public view. The Arizona Department of Health Services would be responsible for regulating marijuana facilities and stores. 4 years ago, voters narrowly rejected a measure to legalize recreational marijuana." Next, in Mississippi, there are 2 measures on the ballot in Mississippi that aim to legalize pot for medicinal purposes. Initiative 65 would make medical marijuana available for people with very specific qualifying conditions. According to WJTV, patients could use up to 2.5 ounces of medical marijuana at one time. The initiative also sets a state tax rate. Initiative 65A does not specify qualifying conditions or possession limits. Regulations would need to be set by state lawmakers. In Montana, the state will set 2 marijuana initiatives on the November ballot. CI 118, or Allow for a Legal Age for Marijuana Amendments, would make 21 the legal age to purchase cannabis for recreational use. Ballot Initiative 190 would largely accomplish the same thing with additional regulations. According to Ballotpedia, the measure would legalize the possession and use of up to 1 ounce or less, or 8 grams or less of marijuana concentrate by people at least 21. It also puts a 20% tax on legalized marijuana that would flow into the state's general fund. Next, in New Jersey, question number 1 on the ballot would make pot legal for adults 21 and older. Medical marijuana is already legal in New Jersey and the group that oversees the regulation of medicinal cannabis would also regulate recreational pot. The constitutional amendment would take effect on January 1st and would make Jersey the first state in the Mid-Atlantic to legalize marijuana, all according to Ballotpedia. Because of the economic impact expected to be brought in by residents of neighboring states, it's believed passage in New Jersey would put pressure on other states in the region to pass similar measures. Next, we have in South Dakota. The state will be voting on both medicinal and recreational marijuana during the general election. Amendment A would legalize recreational cannabis for anyone 21 or older, according to KELO-TV. The measure would also require state lawmakers to pass laws that create a medicinal marijuana program by early 2022. Measure 26 would only allow for the sale of medicinal marijuana to people with debilitating medical conditions. The patients cleared for the program could possess up to 3 ounces of marijuana and grow plants in their homes. BDS Analytics, an industry intelligence firm, reports the marijuana business in the United States could top $30 billion before the next presidential election. Next, we have from the New York Times. In New Zealand, out in Asia, we got voters approve euthanasia but reject recreational marijuana. Written by Yan Zhuang on October 30th. New Zealand will join a small number of countries that have legalized euthanasia after its citizens voted overwhelmingly in favor of it in a referendum this month. The second question on the ballot during the October 17th general election on legalizing recreational marijuana was set to fail, according to the preliminary results released on Friday. Proponents of the cannabis measure expressed frustration with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand, who had declined to take a position on legalization before the election and revealed only on Friday that she had voted in support of it. On euthanasia, though, her stance had been clear. Ms. Ardern, who retained the prime ministership with a landslide victory in the general election, had long expressed support for legalization, and the measure passed with 65% of the vote. The ballot question had bipartisan backing with her primary opponent in the election. All right. Next on Smoke News Radio, in between all the ads and everything, similarly for marijuana, only a few nations have legalized its recreational use, though several have decriminalized it. In New Zealand, the ballot measure required voters to approve not just the general principle of legalization, but also specific regulations for the creation of a legal market. 53% of voters opposed the measure, and 46% voted yes to legalize. Unlike the euthanasia vote, the cannabis referendum was non-binding, but Justice Minister Andrew Little said on Friday that the government would drop efforts to legalize or decriminalize the drug. Proponents of legalizing marijuana said they believe that the result could have been changed if Mrs. Ardern, who acknowledged during a debate on September 30th that she had used the drug a long time ago, had declared her support. Richard Shaw, politics professor at Massey University, said the 7-point gap would most likely have been a whole lot tighter, having the prime minister taking the position in public that we now know she took on the ballot herself. New Zealand has historically taken a conservative approach to drugs. If legalization is not always in practice, said Marta Reichert, a drug policy researcher at Massey University. The result, she says, shows that it's difficult to garner public support for quite a radical cannabis reform. Next, running down the line, we have PhillyVoice.com. See if we can trim this one up a little, get through this 7-minute one quicker. We have New Jersey voters will decide on Election Day if state legalizes recreational marijuana. This is by the Philly Voice, written by Allie Miller. And my name is Jason Brodsky, your host on Smoke News Radio. Here we go. Whether or not New Jersey legalizes recreational marijuana will be determined by voters on Election Day. That's because not enough state legislatures have supported adult use legislation of pot, despite the support of Governor Phil Murphy and a solid majority of residents. The ballot measure, if passed, would amend the New Jersey Constitution by asking voters to decide whether to legalize, quotes, a controlled form of marijuana called cannabis for adults ages 21 and older. The exact language of the referendum that will appear on all New Jersey ballots is as follows, quotes, do you approve amending the Constitution to legalize a controlled form of marijuana called cannabis? Only adults at least 21 years of age could use cannabis, the state commission created to oversee the state's medical cannabis program would also oversee the new personal use cannabis market. Cannabis products would also be subject to the state sales tax if authorized by the legislature. A municipality may pass a local ordinance to charge a local tax on cannabis products. End quote. a yes vote is in favor of legalizing marijuana in New Jersey. A no vote is against legalization. The measure to add this ballot question was approved in December 2019 following a series of failed attempts to legalize weed in politicians in the state legislature of New Jersey. Medical marijuana is legal in New Jersey. However, there are only 9 operating dispensaries in the entire state due to a limited number of dispensary licenses available. Recent polls continue to show many New Jersey residents are in favor of the constitutional amendment by a measure of 2-1. According to surveys, 11 states and Washington, D.C. have legalized recreational marijuana since 2012, and New Jersey is one of 4 states where voters are being asked whether they support adult-use legalization of pot for non-medicinal purposes. Here is a look at both sides of the issue in New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy made the legalization of adult-use marijuana a part of his campaign. In 2018, during his first budget address, Murphy said he wanted legal weed in New Jersey by the end of 2018. Murphy called on the state Senate to pass legalization, but all attempts fell short of enough votes to pass. The NAACP, the ACLU, the Progressive Democrats of New Jersey, Action Together New Jersey, Doctors for Cannabis Regulation, Blue Wave New Jersey, Action Together New Jersey, it's a double, and others also support legalization. Some argue that legalization would decrease the amount of people jailed for drug possession. There are reportedly around 100 people arrested every day in New Jersey for possessing even small amounts of marijuana. The coalition NJ Can 2020 formed specifically to rally support for the ballot question is made up of activists, lobbyists, business people, and doctors campaigning to make recreational marijuana legal in New Jersey. Advocates who have pushed for legalization for years emphasize the potential positive economic impact legalization could have. And since the COVID-19 pandemic began, resulting in historic unemployment levels and depleted state tax revenues, legal recreational marijuana is being touted as a means to get New Jersey's economic and state budget back on track. One estimate is that sales would raise $126 million in tax revenue annually, and some say that figure is conservative. additional tax revenue would benefit the New Jersey municipalities where cannabis businesses are located. Those towns would be permitted to charge businesses an additional 2% tax. Against marijuana legalization, the health advocacy groups like the Medical Society of New Jersey, the New Jersey Council of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, and the New Jersey Psychiatric Association are against legalization. They point out the side effect of marijuana use, like impairment to memory, attention, productivity, and motivation. These groups point to studies that show the dangers of marijuana use for pregnant women and juveniles. Groups like the New Jersey Republican State Committee, the Republican County Chairman's Association, and a lobbying group called Don't Let NJ Go to Pot are against weed legalization in the state. The New Jersey Association of Chiefs of Police oppose marijuana legalization, expressing serious concerns about an increase in the number of people driving while intoxicated. Others who advocate voting no on the referendum say that because the ballot question would create a state constitutional amendment, it would make it difficult for municipalities against legalization to keep cannabis businesses out of their towns. What does this ballot question leave unanswered? The ballot question has been criticized for how much it leaves up to the legislatures. The measure provides very little detail about what the New Jersey's legal cannabis industry will look like if the referendum is approved. The bill does not specify how, where, or who can sell in New Jersey. Also, the timelines of many issues associated with legalization are not answered by the ballot question. It does not specify when legalization would go into effect. Not only does it have implications on when marijuana businesses could open, but it also raises the question of when police will cease arresting people for pot possession. Before any of that happens, the state legislature needs to create and pass a law to officialize legalization. That law would need to come with regulations. Next on Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky, from TheRollingStone.com, just about a week ago, written by Ryan Bort, "You Will Be Assimilated." Everything you need to know about the 2020 cannabis ballot initiatives. This one goes a little deeper into what is going on. So let's take a look right here. All right. cannabis reform may be stalled at the federal level, but the number of states have legalized it in some capacity continues to grow. Depending to the 2020 election, 33 of them in the District of Columbia permit medicinal use. 11 of the states, as well as D.C., have also legalized recreational use. On November 3rd, 4 more states, Arizona, Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota, will vote on initiatives that would go to legalize recreational cannabis, while a fifth, Mississippi, will decide whether to allow doctors to recommend it to patients. All right. So let's just jump straight to Mississippi from WMCActionNews5.com by Kendall Downing. Mississippi voters face medical marijuana decision on Election Day. DeSoto County, Mississippi. Voters in Arkansas legalized medical marijuana in 2016, and 4 years later, Mississippi could be next. Voters in the Magnolia State will decide next Tuesday whether to give the green light to medical marijuana sales. There are two different medical marijuana initiatives on the ballot for voters to consider. Wednesday morning, DeSoto County law enforcement and elect officials said they are against both of them. Quotes, "I'm opposed to both of them. I don't think we need legal marijuana to be sold in the state of Mississippi," says DeSoto County Sheriff Bill Rasko. "There are other drugs out there that doctors can recommend other than marijuana." Medical marijuana up for vote on Election Day in Mississippi. Rasko Horn, Lake Mayor Alan Latimer, and other members of the community urged residents to vote no on medical marijuana on Election Day. Quotes, "None of us want to see a friend or loved one suffer unnecessary pain. They're using our sense of compassion as a means for them to become legalized drug dealers," says Latimer. Alleged signature drive by Mississippians for Compassionate Care got Initiative 65 on the ballot. A competing Initiative 65A was then placed on the ballot by stormmakers. Voters will be asked to cast one vote to approve either initiative or vote both down. They'll then be asked which initiative they support if the first question passes. Initiative 65 stipulates the program would be run by the Mississippi Department of Health with regulations set by July 2021. The medical marijuana ID cards available to patients with nearly 24 debilitating conditions by August 2021. Initiative 65A limits smoking marijuana to only those terminally ill and sets no timeline for a program's implementation or agency to oversee it. Initiative 65A would cap the number of licenses for marijuana distributors and leaves creation of the program to lawmakers. Jimmy Ganthrin, of Mississippians for Compassion Care says, Initiative 65 is a conservative program, and it would actually produce a program. There's a start date. There's a list of medical conditions. It puts decisions in the hands of patients and their physicians, not the politicians. DeSoto County leaders insist 65 is too broad, as local communities could not regulate the number of dispensaries and facilities must be at least 500 feet from churches or schools. Additionally, the marijuana would not be taxed. Yay! Quotes, Justin Smith, the chief deputy of the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office, it's not medical marijuana, it's a sham. There is absolutely no public benefit to this outside of people being able to sell marijuana legally. Grantham said under Initiative 65, users could pay a fee to make the program self-sustaining and not reliant on taxpayer dollars. Grantham quotes, Mississippi does not tax prescription medications. 65 was written to honor that as well. There is no reason to tax sick cancer patient on medical marijuana in order to fix a pothole. The Mississippi Association of Chiefs of Police said more than 300 police chiefs have voiced opposition to both Initiative 65 and Initiative 65A. But if voters approve medical marijuana, they support Initiative 65A. All right. If you're terminally ill, you can get medical marijuana. Hey, I'm dying here. Or the purely no taxed. Interesting. Okay, next on Smoke News Radio, episode 62, we've got Jason Brodsky on the microphone, and we've dug this one up from normal.org. South Dakota, latest polling shows medical initiative likely to pass. Adult use amendment in tight race. Here we go. Statewide polling data compiled last week shows that 3 out of 4 South Dakota voters support a ballot measure to legalize medical cannabis across state, but only 51% back a separate amendment to regulate the adult use market. The poll, conducted by Mason-Dixon Polling and Strategy, finds that 74% of respondents intend to vote yes on Initiative Measure 26, which establishes medical cannabis access program in South Dakota. By contrast, fewer likely voters express their support for Constitutional Amendment A, which legalizes recreational use, production, and retail sale of cannabis for adults. the pollsters reported that 51% of likely voters backed the measure, with 44% opposed and 5% undecided. Similar to recent poll results from Arizona and Montana, support for the amendment is strongly partisan. Among South Dakota Democrats, 73% express their intent to vote yes for Amendment A, as do 58% of independents. By contrast, only 34% of Republicans back the amendment. Under state law, the possession of any amount of marijuana is a Class 1 misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail, a $2,000 fine, and a criminal record. In 2018, an estimated 1 out of every 10 arrests made in the state of South Dakota was marijuana-related, according to data compiled by campaign proponents. South Dakotans for better marijuana laws. 95% of all cannabis arrests in South Dakota were for possession, according to analysis of marijuana arrest data compiled by the ACLU. Black Americans in South Dakota are 5 times more likely than whites to be arrested for possessing cannabis. Both statewide measures are opposed by South Dakota's Republican governor, Kristi Noem, who recently appeared in a televised ad spot speaking out against them. Voters in Arizona, Montana, and New Jersey will also decide on adult-use legalization ballot initiatives on Election Day, while voters in Mississippi will decide between 2 dueling measures specific to regulating medical cannabis use. That is a mouthful one. Okay. Good, good, good. Okay, let's get some federal going real quick. Ooh. The Gallup poll. Okay, Montana vote. Well, I'm going to jump through these ones, then we're going to jump to the federal one. Ballotpedia talks about Montana voters to decide 5 ballot measures related to firearms, marijuana, and the initiative process in November. All right. The 2 citizen initiatives on ballot CI-118 and I-190 were sponsored by New Approach Montana and are designed to legalize recreational marijuana in the state. CI-118 would amend the Montana Constitution to authorize the legislature or a citizen initiative to set a legal age for marijuana purchase, use, and possession. I-190 would enact a law that would legalize the possession and use of marijuana for adults over the age of 21, impose a 20% tax on marijuana sales, require the Department of Montana Revenue to develop rules to regulate marijuana businesses, and allow for the resentencing or expungement of marijuana-related crimes. The tax revenue generated would be allocated as follows. 49.5% accounts for the wildlife, parks and recreation. 10.5% to the state's general fund. 10% to account for drug treatment. 10% for local authorities to enforce the provisions of the law. And 10% to account for Montana veterans. And the final 10% to account to fund wage increases for healthcare workers. All right. Jump down here. I think I grabbed a few of these today. From the New York Post by Carl Campagnaro. Magic mushrooms, marijuana, and sex ed, what to look for in the 2020 ballots. Here you got from Smoke News Radio, Jason Brodsky on the mic. Voters in 32 states and the District of Columbia will also have their say on 120 local ballot measures, including legalizing the use of magic mushrooms as a therapeutic drug and giving consent to recreational use of marijuana. Oregon, where weed is already sold legally, is considering whether to allow the regulated medicinal use of psilocybin, a hallucinogen more commonly known as magic mushrooms. The supporters point to evidence that the chemical could have positive effects for patients with mental health issues. While some Democratic lawmakers back the measure, the American Psychiatric Association opposes it and says, "We are concerned about determining medical treatment by ballot initiative. Such treatment should be evidence-based and determined solely by professional standards of care," the trade group says. "Science does not yet indicate that psilocybin is a safe medical treatment for mental health conditions." Meanwhile, the District of Columbia voters will consider an initiative to direct police to decriminalize the non-commercial cultivation, distribution, possession, and use of psilocybin and similar drugs. Elsewhere, voters in four states, New Jersey, Arizona, Montana, South Dakota, will vote on whether to okay adult recreational use. The Garden State's public question reads, "Do you approve amending the Constitution to legalize a controlled form of marijuana called cannabis?" In New York, we have a thriving black market. We'll be surrounded by states that legally sell marijuana, says Senator Dianne Savino, who sponsored the law that allowed for the medicinal use of cannabis in the Empire State. New York does not have any issues on the ballot this year. Andrew Cuomo scrapped a $3 billion climate change amid the panda. All right. And gig workers. Okay, cool. Here we go. Let's jump back up to the federal article. Dun, 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 dun. Smoke News Radio. Brought to you by Jason Brodsky. Doobie 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 doobie. Doobie doobie. Smoke News Radio. Smoke News Radio. Smoke News Radio. Radio. Okay. All right. We're going into the MORE Act. The MORE. Not the MOORE Act. You gotta get the right one going. Okay, so here we go. From the MarijuanaMoment.net, House postpones vote on bill to federally legalize marijuana till after the election. This is from the end of September by Carl Yeager. A bill to federally legalize marijuana will no longer receive a previously announced vote in the House of Representatives next week. In at least temporary blow to reform advocates, the legislation was not included in a weekly floor schedule posted by the office of the majority leader. Stephen Hoyer, Democrat, from MD on Thursday, though he made a commitment that would bring up the bill sometime later this autumn, presumably after the November elections. This comes 2 weeks after Hoyer initially said a vote was being planned for the week of September 21st. The MORE Act remains a critical component of House Democrats' plan for addressing systemic racism and advancing criminal justice reform, and we are committed to bringing it to the floor for a vote before the end of the year. Right now, the House is focused relentlessly on securing agreement to stave off a ramping government shutdown and continuing to do its job addressing the pandemic. Later this autumn, the House will pass the MORE Act with strong support, theorized, as yet another crucial step towards making our justice system fair for all Americans. It appears that the decision was influenced by certain moderate Democrats who've expressed concern that voting on a cannabis reform bill while another round of corona relief legislation is still unresolved would be bad optics for their election campaign. There were some signals earlier this week that leadership was on the fence about advancing the Marijuana Opportunity Investment and Expungement Act, the MORE, with Hoyer saying on Tuesday that the priorities were passing a continuing resolution and COVID-19 relief bill. That said, a representative from his office told Marijuana Moment at the time that the schedule hadn't changed, but now it's been confirmed the MORE Act will not get a vote next week. Representative Barbara Leah, Democratic from CA, co-chair of the Congressional Cannabis Caucus, said on Wednesday that she was open to delaying the vote if it meant that more members would sign it. But she also told Marijuana Moment that lawmakers would be doing everything we can over the next week to build broad coalitions to support, to ensure that happens sooner than rather than later. In a joint statement on Thursday, Lee and Representative Earl Blumenauer, another leading marijuana reform advocate in Congress, said they have worked to build support for this historic legislation and expected to vote next week. Quotes, as Americans confront hundreds of years. Hold on, who's saying this? They said, okay. Caucus. I like saying the person's name first. The MORE Act would federally deschedule cannabis, expunge the records of those with prior marijuana convictions, with prior federal marijuana convictions, and impose a federal 5% tax on all marijuana sales, revenue from which would be reinvested in communities most impacted by the drug war. It would also create a pathway for resentencing those incarcerated for marijuana offenses, as well as protect immigrants from being denied citizenship over cannabis, and prevent federal agencies from denying public benefits or security clearances due to its use. 2/3 of Americans favor legalizing marijuana, according to a Gallup poll released late last year that included a majority of Republicans, 51%, and a supermajority of Democrats, 76%. Despite the delay, which was first reported by Politico and The Hill, if the bill does eventually come up for vote, it stands to have at least some bipartisan support. Representative Dong Young, a Republican of Arkansas, recently said he was confident it would pass the chamber. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, Republican, the sole GOP co-sponsor of the bill, said earlier this month that he would be voting yes on the MORE Act, though he expressed criticism about a provision that would impose a federal excise tax on marijuana sales to be reinvested in communities most impacted by the drug war, calling them reparations. Representative Tom McClintock, Republican CA, also said, quote, I intend to vote yes on the bill in a recent interview with Politico. With respect to timing, I do find it ironic that the only small businesses that Democrats seem to be worried about is cannabis shops. But I would support this bill whenever it is brought to a vote. McClintock, also with Gaetz, voted for the MORE Act when it was marked up by Judiciary Committee last year. The bill stood a chance to bringing on other GOP supporters as well. A spokesperson for the representative, Rodney Davis, Republican of IL, told Marijuana Moment that he, quote, supports decriminalizing marijuana at the federal level and removing cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act, and believes that states individually should be able to determine their own marijuana policies, not the federal government, but would wait to see what final bill the House Democrats put on the floor and if they will attempt to amend it. Before deciding whether he would vote yes, a total of 31 Republicans, House members, voted in favor of a floor amendment in July that would prevent the Department of Justice from interfering with state marijuana laws. Legalization advocates are disappointed that House leaders reneged on their previous announced plan to vote on the broader legalization bill this month. Quotes, though it appears to be a temporary delay, we are seriously disappointed. This news, as time and time again, communities directly impacted by systemic injustices are made to wait for justice and change. Queen Adusi, policy manager with Drug Policy Alliance, told Marijuana Moment, quotes, while Congress waits on a more politically convenient time to pass a widely popular bipartisan issue, individuals and families will continue to be robbed of employment opportunities, housing, education, and public benefits, even their children, due to a plant that is at the center of what is estimated to be a billion-dollar industry. It's reprehensible to say the least. We hope to see members of Congress commitment to racial justice actualized through the swift passage of the MORE Act in November. Advocates said they maintained hope that reform will continue to have momentum at all levels of government. This delay by the House does not change the fact that the overwhelming majority of voters support ending federal prohibition of cannabis, including the majority of Democrats, Independents, and Republicans, says Normal political director Justin Stickall. Quotes, this delay does not change the fact that 33 states and the District of Columbia regulate the production and distribution of medical cannabis in a manner that is inconsistent with federal policy, and that one out of four Americans now reside in jurisdictions where adult use is legal under state law. Quotes, this delay does not change the fact that voters in several states, including key electoral battleground states for both control and presidency and Senate, will be passing similar state-level marijuana measures on Election Day. Meanwhile, All right. Thank you, guys. Fantastic. Smoke News Radio, episode 62. Hope you enjoyed it. If it was the Patrick Moore Act, you're on it. You want to vote for that Moore Act. This one, it's my only opinion out there of anything political at all, is just that act. Do not take the first freaking one that walks up to you. You know, don't go ugly early with the marijuana legalization. Thank you very much for listening to Smoke News Radio. Jason Isaacoff-Brotsky, your host, and I wish you a wonderful night. Thank you.